I don't need to heat water. I just turn that on and there it is.
There it is. Clean running water flowing into a bucket.
Easier for me to do my chores, like doing more laundry and doing more dishes.
Today, Xenia Black's chore is cutting fish, fresh caught pike. She dunks the cut slabs in the bucket of water and lays them next to dozens of others glistening on the cardboard. Thin red veins streak the translucent meat. Pausing, she lays down her ulok and closes her eyes.
I can't do much as I used to. I get tired really easily after I had pneumonia.
Black is 72 years old and has had running water for about a year, but she got sick before that. Pneumonia is more common in communities without running water. Lots of illnesses are, particularly respiratory, skin, and gastrointestinal infections.
So when I do something, I rest a lot.
In Alaska's Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, 40%, or nearly 1,700 houses outside Bethel, do not have running water. The community of Eek is working with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to install their new system, using a combination of federal and state money. When running water and sewer is introduced to a community, infection rates drop. In one study of rural Alaska communities, clinic visits for respiratory infections decline by 16%, skin infections by 20%, and gastrointestinal infections by 38%.
Yeah, we use up a lot of water.
Seth Heakin is helping install the water system, and he's seen the change firsthand in his five young children.
They're not coughing as much, not getting sick as much.
Before, he says, it seemed like one of them always had a cold.
It's just the everyday hand washing and not reusing the water is the biggest thing for us.
Water quality is important, but so is water quantity. Before pipes, Eek residents could get treated water from the community watering point, paying a quarter for every 5 gallons. Most homes also collected rainwater in summer and river ice in winter. When people don't have to haul every gallon of water they use to their house, they use more of it. Instead of everyone reusing the same basin of water to wash their hands, they can turn on a faucet. They can clean the house and wash dishes more often. They can also take showers and do laundry at home instead of going to the community washateria.
Now that you have access to water, you can do whatever you like, mop, clean, do your dishes right after you eat dinner.
Stella Alexi is the Eek tribal administrator and a city council member. Before plumbing, she couldn't keep the house as clean. Because she was the first in her family to get running water, her son's mother and grandkids would come over to bathe and do laundry. Rural Alaska homes without running water tend to use about 1.5 gallons of water per person per day. The World Health Organization classifies this amount as a, quote, very high health concern. Meanwhile, the average American with running water uses 156 gallons of water per day. And the largest use of American household water is...
What else you want to hear?
George Alexi is Eek's tribal council president. He lives in the same house he grew up in. Plumbing has changed the layout.
Right over there where you see that couch, that used to be where the bathroom and the toilet used to be.
So just right by the front door?
Yeah.
The bathroom consisted of a basin and a toilet. The toilet was a honey bucket, a 5-gallon bucket with a seat and a trash bag. Having it near the door made taking it outside to dump easier. Now he has a bathroom in another part of the house. It's complete with a sink, shower, bath, and flushing toilet. He no longer has to handle the waste, and the house smells better.
So it's a better, cleaner environment, I would say.
Do you think you could go back to the older system?
No, I wouldn't want to go back to taking out a lot of waste.
Growing up, his elders told him to conserve water and never to play with it. Now, he's told to use as much water as he wants. He's having no trouble getting used to that. In Eek, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.